We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. A sharp rise in drug-related hospitalisations in South Australia's regions has prompted a call from the state's peak drug and alcohol body for more resources in remote areas. Figures from the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre reveal there were 5,157 admissions where the principal diagnosis was drug-related in 2019-20, compared with 4,506 in 2018-19. The highest rate of admissions was in outer regional areas, equating to 527 out of every 100,000 people presenting. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. South Australia will have more than 140,000 paediatric COVID-19 vaccine doses by next week for the state's 148,000 children aged 5 to 11, but it faces a challenge in the race for them to have at least one jab before school starts. Premier Stephen Marshall said on Monday night that officials were investigating options, including delaying the start of the school year from January 31, bimodal learning, a combination of classroom and homeschool education, or starting as planned. SA health officials told a parliamentary committee they estimate 70,000 doses will be received this month for state-run clinics, prompting Labor to raise fears of a shortfall. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
In sport, each of the South Australian AFL clubs had about a quarter of its playing squad missing when pre-season returned because of COVID-19 protocols. And Port Adelaide General Manager Football Chris Davies says players who do test positive in South Australia could miss more than 2 weeks of training because of restrictions and potential health risks. Adelaide and Power players returned from their Christmas breaks on Monday. Like clubs on the eastern seaboard, both the Crows and Power had a significant number of players away from training through either testing positive to COVID or being classed as a close contact. Davies said the Power had one player who returned a positive rapid antigen test on Monday morning prior to training after a negative PCR test late last week. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.